I fear that it is all I can tell you at the moment.
Oh, Sherlock, said my dear wife, then you go and have the time of your life, and do remember to write. We shall miss you terribly.
Sherlock Holmes leaned back in his chair. He had been our guest for dinner, and he was at least once a month. On this Saturday evening, the 16th of April in the year 1912, he had informed us of his most recent calling, arranged by his brother Mycroft on behalf of the Empire. He was off to America, and I would miss him awfully, but my life now was far too settled to consider uprooting it. So we chatted some more, and enjoyed our dessert and tea, and reminisced, as we often did, about some of the more unusual cases that we had participated in during the years that were now behind us. My adored wife, Mary, tolerated hearing our stories one more time, and appeared to love us both all the more every time one of the most foolhardy was repeated. At the end of the evening, after a final cigar and brandy, Holmes took his leave. I would greatly wish to say that I will write, but most likely I will not. Writing is your department, my friend, but I shall think of you often. As we will of you, my beloved old friend, I replied. We shook hands affectionately. Mary gave him a lingering hug, and he made his way out of our home and into the chilly...